Hello and welcome to episode 357 of Spreckens A Geek. I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
That doesn't seem right. 357?
Right. Pretty sure it's 357.
Hold on. Because then we missed like our special 350 episode. And every 50 we usually do something special.
27.
I think it's 27. I'm pretty sure it's 27.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have it listed as 356 for Shutter Island, so you skipped 30 fucking episodes. What happened to you on Shutter Island?
I don't know, man. So much, so little.
And I didn't even realize it until I'm like, man, I feel like every 50 we do something special. We didn't do anything for 350, so, huh. All right, so we're 327. You'll hear me say later. In the future, in the past.
Because fuck it, yeah. Man.
Ad Astra. God. So, we're going to talk about Ad Astra. We're going to talk about our streaming review for Mortal Engines. Man, this was a banner week for fucking movies. A little bit of nerd news, not much. And then we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. So, as always, with movies that are in the theaters, we start with our spoiler-free review, and then we'll come back a little bit later with our spoiler-filled review. This movie's rough, and we're both big space fans.
Yeah, like, good movies, bad movies, we love space. Generally, yes. Space is, like, our dealio.
Dude, Interstellar, like...
I mean, I'm thinking Event Horizon because of the whole Neptune part.
Well, but I'm just like, Interstellar, I love space, and I mean, I love Event Horizon, space.
Yeah. Moon, space.
2001.
I still haven't seen 2001.
It's... You have to... I think... I really do believe you have to be in the right mindset when you watch it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's great, sometimes it's Nate. or ain't. I guess that would have rhymed. Yeah, but anyway.
It's cool.
So, based upon the trailers, Brad Pitt is going to search for his father.
Mm-hmm.
In space.
In spies.
That's all we got.
And
that's kind of all we're going to give you.
And that's all you're really going to get in the movie.
Yeah, and so don't. Like,
we're... Just don't.
Yeah, if you're interested in what the movie's about, we've got our spoiler-filled coming up a little bit later that goes into the full details of the story. But there's not much... They're trying to bring story into a movie that doesn't have story. And it basically feels like a short story where they're trying to add... stuff.
Yeah.
As opposed to building a story.
The shit they add is just...
shit.
Pointless. It doesn't make sense for the world, and honestly, I would rather watch movies about the small little, like, tidbits that happen than the movie we watched.
Yeah, I don't know what they were doing with this. I don't know where they were
doing.
Yeah.
This is one of the last Fox movies, too, that's coming out. Like, this, Ford versus Ferrari is another one. I'm trying to think of other ones that are coming out from Fox.
I do want to see Ford versus Ferrari.
I want to see that so fucking hard.
Which, I mean, I blame Ron Howard, actually, for how good Rush was.
He did, absolutely.
Yeah. Because no. I don't care about racing, and I know the Heterolife life is where, I don't care.
But Rush was fucking
amazing. But, you know, it's Carroll Shelby and Ford, but, like, Rush was amazing, and this looks really fucking good, and so...
But Ad Astra was shit, and it looked like, it honestly looked like crap. And I felt like Ad Astra.
You thought it looked like crap.
Ad Astra? The movie looked like it was going to be bad.
Oh, I think...
Not like visually.
Visually. I was
visually
like,
it looks gorgeous.
I thought it
looks
great.
No, yeah. Visually it looks gorgeous. And like the sound design's pretty damn good on it. But like concept-wise, I did not expect much of anything coming through it. Oh my God, is Facebook doing fucking web TV?
Looks like it.
Facebook is doing web TV.
I mean, makes sense.
I know, but do you remember web TV? I remember web TV.
Do you remember Facebook?
No.
Yeah, I...
Again, it's long.
Yeah.
It's not
worth it. But it's not long, because it's only like 2 hours.
God, it felt so much longer. It's very drawn out. It's very slow paced.
Yeah.
And when it tries to inject stuff, it's so awkward that you're like, what?
It's a movie based on themes and not a movie based on a movie that has themes.
Yeah.
So.
And our theme today is skip it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll come back a little bit later with our spoiler-filled review for Ad Astra. But now we're going to get to our streaming review of our other movie that we're going to say skip. Which is The Mortal Engines on HBO Go. Now, like, I had hope for Ad Astra.
Yeah.
I had no hope for this.
See, I was the other way around. Really? I had no hope for Ad Astra, really. Like, I kind of went in negative-wise. I'm like, eh, it's not going to be that good, I'm sure. But I hoped for Mortal Engines to be fun.
Predator Cities. So you
the get, concept is so cool.
Is it?
I love the stupid concept of it.
I mean, no.
But it just... It goes... The characters aren't really endearing.
No.
There's nothing really to grab onto. The conflict seems really shallow, even though it's supposed to be really big and widespread.
The only characters I remember are Esther Shaw, because her name is said 4,000 times in the movie. She's
practically Pokemon.
And is it John?
I don't know.
See? The male lead, I think, is John, but I'm not 100% sure. The only reason I know Esther Shaw is because she's being chased by a dude who's like, Esther Shaw!
Just in case you forget.
Man. So this... Mortal Engines is... there are cities, because there was a great war, that are now mobile, because...
Reasons.
Yeah. Why are they mobile?
Like, I think someone watched that one scene from, what is it? Time Bandits?
Wow.
Is it Time Bandits where they had the thing where they're the cities? Or am I thinking one of the Monty Pythons? There's a Monty Python where they have a bunch of old dudes in like a they get like a building, an office building, and then they start running around pirating other people, like office pirates and stuff.
Interesting.
And the building actually moves around, and then they crash into their bigger buildings, and they start killing and enslaving like these old dudes, and like kill and enslave young businessmen and stuff like that. It's really fucking weird.
Weird.
Maybe I'm mixing things.
Yeah, up. I don't know what you. But
yes.
And the central story is there's London is, I guess, the big bad in this movie, and it you come to find out that it wants to destroy a wall. But I don't know why. I guess because it wants to eat. Because the
resources?
Yeah, it wants to eat all the resources that are there, but...
I'm guessing so.
It wasn't 100% clear as to why it was going after this magical city. Man, it took me a week to watch. I just finished it today.
Oh, I did
this too. Morning, because I was like...
I did too.
I've got to do it.
I did too. That was actually where I was at too. I got to write to the part, and... yeah, it was... This is hard to say. I had more fun with this than I did with Ad Astra. But that's not saying much.
Yeah. Alright. I have more fun having my tooth pulled than I have getting a cavity.
Yeah, like, it's just... It doesn't... My thought is that if the characters were able to be built... Like, it feels like a big movie built on a really shallow and small frame, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Because they really wanted it to be big. There's this, like, there's a 60-year war, or a 60-minute war that caused this whole thing. The world had been fractured. Now there's big cities. They're competing for it. They're basically battling for resources. You have all these things and pieces laid out. But really, like, the frame, the thing to hold up the story was about a girl trying to kill a dude who killed her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And you really didn't give a shit. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't care about her. I didn't care about any of the other ones. I was just like, meh. And because I had no investment in the characters, whenever people died or whatever stuff happened...
There are a lot of fucking characters.
Yeah, it just...
I mean, there's a lot of secondary and tertiary characters, but, like, there are a lot of characters in this movie.
Steve Jackson. Was it Peter Jackson?
Peter Jackson was a producer and I think a writer, but somebody else directed, and I was like, oh.
But it kind of felt like one of those... They were trying to go for Lord of the Rings, but they were trying to do it all in one movie. Like, I feel like if you were to break it down and say, hey, this is what's happening in between these things, build up Hester Shaw, and then build up the whole thing of her going on and trying to find the dude that killed her mother, and then trying to do the whole final climactic battle. But again, in the end, I didn't really care.
No.
I got bored.
I was so bored. I had not, like, I wanted this movie to be over a lot sooner than it was.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Ad Astra. It's not a really long movie. It's 2 hours long, but it feels so much longer than what it actually is.
Yeah, it is. And I, again, it took me a while. It took me like 3 days to watch this one. I was like, ugh.
Yeah. We had a real bad week when it comes to watching movies.
Yeah.
Hopefully it changes this week.
Yes.
This movie we missed in the theaters. I'm really sad that we missed it. We both really wanted to see it. It's going to be brought to you by me. It's on HBO Go. We're going to watch Welcome to Marwen.
I really want to watch this
about Steve Carell kind of battling Nazis and builds his own...
A little bit of PTSD.
Definitely PTSD and builds his own kind of world that he lives in.
It just looked amazing.
It looked very unique and interesting. So hopefully it lives up to a lot of the buzz that we're hoping. If you have anything you want us to watch on HBO Go, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, let us know at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, Sprinkles and Geek on Facebook. You can reach me, I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Craig Kalis, and make sure to like us, love us, and share us every Monday morning on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher. Make sure to share the love a little bit.
So we're going to watch, speaking of Steve,
I know, right?
We're going to watch Welcome to Marwen, and then we're going to take a week off because I'm going to Disneyland. I'm going to Disneyland.
I could have gone to Disney World with the amount of stuff I paid. By the way, we can flush your toilets.
It's the little things of life.
We almost did like a little heathen dance when we were able to do our laundry, our dishwasher, flush toilets, and run a shower. Like, it was just like a being
wasteful. You just used every pipe that you could.
But we had, it was like one of those, I'm like, I want to do laundry. I had dishes lined up. I had everything. It was like all planned. It was like, boop,
boop, boop, boop, boop. New piping in, right? Like brand new pipes?
Yeah.
So the good thing is, I know that
it doesn't feel like a good thing.
There is a silver lining. You will never have to deal with your waistline.
That's like the guy who's like, he's like, you should never have to deal with this in your lifetime.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's all I really want
to hear. But
you go to Disneyland.
After the week of Disneyland, we're going to come back and we're going to do our month of horror movies. So we're going to be a few weeks behind. We're going to start probably mid-October. We're going to do a month of horror movies. So if you have anything you want us to watch, I do want to see Hereditary. So
yes.
If that's on a streaming service that you know of, please recommend Hereditary.
Yeah. I know, summer, what is it? Summer or something.
Midsummer?
Midsummer's not going to be out by then.
No.
Because I really wanted to watch that one, too.
Yeah, I've heard mixed things on Midsummer, so we'll see.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like The Witch again?
All right. So, yeah, Midsummer, I've heard mixed things on, but Middling I do want to see Hereditary. So if it's on a streaming service, you can recommend that for us.
Anything, because I about to say, I got to see... What is it? The movie I saw yesterday.
I want you to talk about this.
Fuck. Okay, so I swear my friend Becca always finds the weirdest shit sometimes, but it's usually really good stuff. So there's a Spanish movie.
I knew about this.
Yeah. Well, you knew about this movie?
I told you about it. You were like, I've seen the Spanish movie, and I was like, oh, the tiger, right? Or whatever. You're like, yeah.
Tigers Are Not Afraid. I want to say it's a Mexican movie, but it's subtitled. It's about basically a group of kids that are orphans. And the best way I can kind of put it is think about, like, the worst, like, gangland violence city you can imagine in our town in, like, Mexico, you can imagine, kind of, essentially. And there's a bunch of kids that are essentially running away from people that literally just murder. Like, they find parents, they murder them. They find people, they murder them. They sell them to slavery, they cut them up for parts, that kind of shit. It's terrible shit. And it's basically these kids trying to basically live on their own, and it starts with a main girl who gets three wishes, essentially. And it's kind of this whole mentality of that there's a shooting at her school, and her teacher gives her, like, three wishes out of, like, and I won't go too much in detail of, like, how that happens. And it's more of, like, a thought process-wise, but, dude, this movie's amazing. I don't want to tell you much more than that, but it is... It's hard to find a movie that makes you scared, but at the same time, at the end, makes you go, aww. It's just really sweet and endearing, but also a really good movie. It was recommended by Guillermo del Toro. I think he produced it just when he found out about it, but it came out in 2017, and it is really good, really visceral. And
2017?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
That's what one of my friends told me. He just got out, and I'm like, holy shit. Highly recommend going and watching this one if you like horror movies, and if you like more of the mind-trippy horror movies, and also...
So this is more of a thriller?
It's more of a thriller than it is, like, scary, like, knock, like, you know, Dragon Knuckles, like, you know, scary movie kind of thing. But it definitely made me jump quite a few times, and it made me laugh a few times, and at the end, I was like, holy shit. Highly recommend, though, if you get a chance to go see it. And I know we had it at Alamo here, and I don't know if anyone else is showing it.
But that's the only place I've known it was Alamo. Maybe, what is it, Centerpoint that does...
It could be, I know the one on Mill, the Valley Art does sometimes. But yeah, go see this shit. It was good.
What was the name of the game?
Tigers Are Not Afraid. I had a really good time with it. I was really surprised, but pleasantly surprised.
So we're going to get to some of the nerd news that happened this week. Not a lot happened, but we've got another franchise reminding you, like, hey, we're making shit movies now. Woo-hoo. But remember when we had cool people in the good movies? Star Wars has done it, and now it's coming back for Jurassic Park. And
oh, my God.
So, when they did the promotions for Jurassic World 2,
yeah,
they had Goldblum, like, in it.
Yeah.
He was center in a lot of the promotions, and then the movie comes out, and he's in the movie for, like, 40 seconds. You're like, you sons of bitches.
I mean, to be fair.
To be fair.
It's really good that he wasn't in that movie long, because that movie was shit.
Real bad.
Like, I still can watch Jurassic World and have a good time.
I like Jurassic World.
But Jurassic World 2 is absolute shit.
It's so fucking garbage. So, they've announced for Jurassic World 3, they're bringing back Goldblum, Laura Dern, and Sam Neill.
So, we're going to have like 120 seconds of them. I can't care about this franchise. After that last movie, it's like the return. It's the Last Jedi of the dinosaur movies. It was such a burn. I was like, what the fuck? It was
so bad.
Like, I didn't give a shit.
You're weaponizing dinosaurs.
No shit.
But it has to be with a laser. Why? Like, you have to target them with a laser. Why don't you just then shoot them if you have them targeted with said laser?
And missiles. Like, yeah, what the fuck?
There was so much going on with the shitty ass, but...
Yes, yeah.
I love Sam Neill.
I do.
And I want to see him in way more stuff.
I haven't seen him in anything. He was in everything, and then he was in nothing.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a bunch of... I haven't seen him in stuff.
I still love Merlin from, like, the TV show.
Dude,
like
that Merlin was great.
Merlin is great. I fucking love that thing.
And then they did a sequel to that. It was fucking hot garbage.
Not good. No.
So I wish they would do a sequel to Merlin, so I'd like to know how that story continues, but yeah. I guess we'll never know.
No, exactly. 100%. Yeah. I couldn't care about this, Jurassic World 3. I
know we'll see it.
Yeah, we'll see it, but I'm like, it's going to be like, I'll have like Ad Astra level of...
We're going to hate fuck watch it.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I hate going into a movie like that.
Yeah.
And I try not to, but there are some times where I know I'm dragging myself to see a movie that I have no interest in seeing.
Yep.
Sometimes it comes out and I'm like, oh. I think Bumblebee kind of did that, where I was like, all right, I'll watch this piece of shit.
I still need to watch
it. And then I left Bumblebee going, huh?
I mean, I like...
You do know how to make a Transformers movie. Okay.
You remembered, but it only happened when everyone didn't give a shit.
Yeah, and I feel bad that it didn't make as much money as it should have, because it was really good.
Yeah.
I would like this movie to be really good.
I would hope so, but I don't have much.
No. They need to get off of this whole fucking militarized cloning thing. And they killed, splicing and stuff.
They killed pretty much everyone a part of it, so they...
Yeah, but now they're all free, so you're going to have hybrid dinosaurs, because they're going to mate with...
Regular dinosaurs?
Well, I mean, I imagine they'll find a...
They'll find a way?
They'll find a way. Somewhere in here, a dinosaur will have mated with a...
Animal or something?
An animal that is current...
So we're going to get like a liger version of a...
You're going to get something that's like, oh my god, now we have something that can go invisible and change colors and can see in the dark and in the light and has sonar and...
And it can vote effectively.
And you'd be like, oh, also, it can go as far into water as it wants to. Depth doesn't
impact it at all. So essentially at that point, you're like the two kids that are playing saying like, I have a force field. Well, I have a force field eaten dog.
Yes.
Well, I have an impenetrable force field that regenerates every time it's eaten. Well, I have a dog that can... always eat anything forever because it has a black hole stomach. And you're like, oh, just keep going. Like, come on.
That's what it feels going to happen. News story number two. We got some more movie news. Probably another thing that nobody ever saw coming. It was a complete shock. Like Slim Shady, Spider-Man is back.
God.
I am completely shocked that money... fix this problem.
I'm so shocked how many people were surprised, though. I was like, who the fuck can-? Like, of course
he's gonna come back. The most surprising thing is, is it Bob Iger that said, or was it... No, I don't think it was Feige, but one of them said that they're excited to have Spider-Man back into the MCU and look forward to his appearance in other Spider-Verse movie or something along those lines, and it's like...
Oh... That's kind of my thought. Like
now, are they trying to steal Venom over, or are they trying to let Spider-Man be part of their Venomverse that they're trying to create, or whatever? And
so I have thoughts. One is, I think if they do anything to tie into the Spider-Verse animated movie thing, if they do any kind of like that kind of as a good tie-in, because you have one, they already teased it in Spider-Man 2, and then they made it said nah, but then they have the title of the bad title of Doctor Strange 2 is all about multiverse. So why wouldn't you have that with a Spider-Verse thing? Do that kind of connection, because that's easily one of the most loved, if you're wrong, it's fine, the most loved Spider-Man movies out there. But like tie that into there, and also find maybe a way of where you bridge these universes of what Sony's doing, saying like maybe there's allowed to be more ties between the two of them, but they can have more control over their Spider-Verse thing.
Right.
Which I'm like, I'm okay. Again, we don't want Marvel to own another studio.
I don't want Disney.
I didn't want them to own Farks.
Farks. I don't want them to own Fox. I understand them wanting to own the X-Men, or I kind of wish they had borrowed the X-Men.
Yeah,
the same way that
they did with Sony.
Yeah. Just because we've seen, and I'm not saying they're bad. I like almost all of the Marvel movies, but we've seen their formula. We've seen what they're doing, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. Like, I like different stories, the way different stories are told. And if they're owning everything, the stories aren't different.
Yep.
And speaking of not having different stories.
Yay!
Looks like Kevin Feige's going to take over Star Wars.
Oh my God. But they kind of need it.
Well, they have no fucking idea what they're doing.
No, like I saw, what is it, that they also had JJ recently say that he's not like, Skywalker is not going to fix The Last Jedi. And I'm like,
you know that he's fucking trying.
But he's like, he's more, I bet you, I didn't even think about that. He's probably more of just going, I can't do this. I'm sorry, buddies.
Yeah. They're starting the campaign now that if you don't like it, it's because, and it's like, maybe it's a bad movie. It happens. And I don't, again, we've talked about it, I don't want Star Wars to be bad, and I if Feige takes over, I just worry that there will be too much Marvel in the Star Wars.
Yeah.
And you won't be able to really tell the difference between the two.
Yeah.
I
kind of feel like they need to, if they're going to do the same stuff with, like, one is, I don't think you can increment Star Wars like you can with Marvel.
No.
I think there is, we've established that a yearly thing, too fucking much. Or definitely buy it, like, twice a year, fuck no.
If they did a yearly, I would like to see a Rebel and an Empire movie. That you're telling the same story.
Oh, fuck, god damn it. I would love that. I hate you so much.
Because it's not going to happen. I know. But, like, so you're telling the same story to get the same point, just from different points of view. That would be so awesome.
You're going to hate me because Marvel did that with comics. There was one of my favorite runs. Oh, they've done it a bunch of times, but one of my favorite runs is before, so after Civil War and leading up to, or Secret Invasion and leading up to Siege, that this whole thing where they had these two comic streams where they had Nick Fury having his own secret enemy, secret warrior dudes. It's literally called Secret Warriors. And then they had Osborn, who was essentially leading the Dark Avengers. So you had Dark Avengers and Secret Warriors. And literally, to your point, they were paralleling each other. So when stuff was happening, you'd see these people like kind of fighting against each other. And it was so much fucking fun. I would love that.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
No. No. I don't see Disney giving you a reason to root for a villain. Like, they've done it with Maleficent.
But they made her good
guy. But they tried to make her as least of a villain as possible. Yes. So you felt sympathetic for her as opposed to her being a villain. And we've got the new Maleficent coming out, too. So that would be a fun watch to be like,
yeah,
look, from the Empire's point of view, it's okay, but
humanizing the enemy would be fun.
But right now, you can't do that. Speaking of humanizing the enemy.
Yeah, I know.
Next week we have Joker. I'm fucking so super stoked.
I'm really excited to see
it. Like, oh shit, sorry. Yeah. My bad.
Pod.
I had no idea what that was. That was an alarm. It wasn't even, like, it's on silent, so. I'm super excited for Joker. It looks amazing. Do you feel that people are hoping something bad happens with this movie?
What do you mean?
Like a tragedy. not that it bombs, but like you have some sort of shooting or a bombing or something, because it feels, at least to me, it feels like it's being pushed of like, this is going to be really bad for people. It's going to trigger a bunch of, like, Joaquin Phoenix walked out of a interview because somebody asked him if he's afraid that he's going to spark violence and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I'm not doing this.
So I haven't paid attention to the media uproar about it, I guess. So, like, to be honest, sometimes, like, I just kind of blank it all out. I did see a headline about him walking out of an interview, but I didn't pay attention to it. Because I was like, who the fuck cares? I'm going to see the movie. But I have seen the people I have listened to talking about Joker are not happy about them. One, I feel like there's a good crew of people that have always hated the idea of people liking a villain. Mm-hmm. And then other people are worried that... I have not gotten the idea that people want a tragedy to happen, but I would not put it past quite a few people that don't like this movie to get a great excuse to push why the movie's a bad idea.
Right. Like, I love good... Like, one of my favorite characters in Game of Thrones is Ramsay.
Yeah.
Because he's so villain. Despicable. Yeah, I'm like, oh, you're so good. I'm not like, man, I want to be like Ramsay. Like, I want to hate him. Yeah, exactly. And so if a villain, I always feel if a villain can't make you feel something, they're not really a villain.
Well, and that's...
If they're like, I'm a bad guy. Why? Because I'm bad.
Well, and the hero part is like, you're literally only as good as your villain because they're your foil.
Yeah.
They're what you push yourself against. They're what you. They're the anvil that you temper your sword to. And if you have, like, if you're trying to, you know, bash your hammer onto, like, you know, pillow or something like that, it's gonna be all wobbly and funky and probably not gonna work.
Wow, what a
That's my metaphor today. I have not gotten that feeling. It sounds like you've read it and that it's probably out there. I just have not seen that. I obviously never hope for a tragedy like that.
No.
I won't lie, I get a little scared every time when something like that happens, because I think of the theater as a safe space. It is not. It is easily not a safe space.
Nowhere's a safe space.
Yeah, and I'm just like...
Sadly.
It's very true, but it's one of those...
My daughter had her active shooter drill at kindergarten class like 2 weeks ago, and that's terrifying.
Yeah. So you feel like there's definitely a...
I don't want to say like they're hoping for it, but I also feel like they're like... Well, let's see if this happens. Like, this is going to happen. If you want to see this movie, you like this movie, that the reason, these are all the reasons, as opposed to, no, it's a good movie or whatever. And I just, like, I don't want anything bad to happen, but it feels like people are waiting and anticipating something bad happening.
I hate people sometimes.
I'm right there with you. We're going to talk about the games, because we had the State of Play. We got to see an extended trailer for Last of Us 2.
Mm-hmm.
And again, people are taking a 3-minute trailer and blowing it way out of proportion. Why does Ellie have a gas mask on? She's immune to the spores, blah, 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 blah. Oh my god. The writers obviously forgot what they wrote about in the first movie. And I'm like, do you really, really think... that they forgot what their story was. They spent 5 years on it and they forgot that she was immune to the spores. You don't think by chance it could be mutated spores?
Or they could have used tear gas? Or they could have used other stuff?
Or she's trying to keep her cover because she knows the last time people found out what she was, they tried to murder her? Like...
Again, it's another one of those things where I haven't paid as much attention to it.
I need to not go on the internet.
You do.
Pornhub is the only safe bastion in this world now.
You know, it's actually a more positive place sometimes.
Dude, it is. They plant trees for every porn video you watch. I'm like, there are people that give recipes on, like, comments and such. I think it's amazing.
And I was like, it's one of those, like, well, people think it's a despicable thing, but, you know, everybody masturbates, just like everybody poops.
Everybody squirts.
Jesus Christ. Sometimes. No, I mean, it looks good. I'm going to fucking play it. I probably, to your point, will probably play fucking Last of Us again. Because I played it, I think, either this year or last year. I played it very recently. And I really want to go... By the way, that's not how this works with Ring. The guys who go up there ring, like break the ring off and run away. Sorry, I apologize.
don't bring logic into ring.
Yeah, it looks good. I'm excited to see what the story is, and I'm like, that's the thing, is like the gameplay was really good, but the story is where it's at, mm-hmm. and I cannot wait.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what people are saying now because they haven't fucking played it, so they don't fucking know. They're assuming.
But I mean, you have to. You saw a trailer, so you know everything that's happening.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Dude, really I can't excited. Wait. February 21st. Jesus Christ.
You got that, buddy?
Well, one of these days I'll figure out. Okay. Yeah. And then, if you haven't had a chance to play Last of Us for some reason, it's going to be part of the PS Plus games for October, yeah. Last of Us, and it will be Show 2019, which
yeah, the most fine. Recent one. I mean, like if you like baseball, I hear they're great. I'm not a baseball fan, so I won't play them. But I already own Last of Us, so
yeah. It's for me. It doesn't do anything. I own it digitally, so.
But for the people who somehow have missed it,
yes,
fucking play it,
please.
It's really good.
All right,
pet the drafts.
Yeah, I forget you bet the drive. It's okay. All right, so we're going to get to this week's pod question, which was brought to us by Hammer.
I want
to
know, what was your favorite pre-2000s sitcom?
We got an answer from nobody.
Hold on a second.
Oh.
Yeah. We got an answer from nobody?
I saw no answers. Maybe I missed it. I'm going to double check.
I like see. It because you missed, what is it? Did you misappropriate Doug's answer?
I did. I called TK the hetero life mate. So it's TK that has a shitty relationship with his parents, not the hetero life mate. The hetero life mate has a great relationship with his parents.
Oh god, that's precious. Parent
now, but yeah. No, we really didn't grab any answers on that, but
I know what yours is.
I mean, for me it's Friends.
Yeah,
for me I love Friends.
For me it's not Friends, for me it's Home Improvement.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like, I do like Friends. Like, I'm very happy I got to watch Friends for the first time. And I know you guys love it.
I love Friends. I don't understand people that hate Friends.
I don't hate Friends at all.
Like, I don't understand. I hate Ted Mosby. And Mosby's way worse than Ross. Mosby broke up a wedding, was in the car with her, and he was like, oh yeah, I don't want to be with this girl.
I feel like Rachel and Ross, and I put them together because it's hard. Like, Rachel and Ross by themselves and Rachel by herself are fine-ish. But them together, fuck, man, that is a deadly chemical.
You still have Mosby, though. That's way worse.
Mosby by himself.
Mosby's the fucking
I still love How I Met Your Mother. I do personally like How I Met Your Mother more than Friends, but How I Met Your Mother was my Friends before I saw Friends.
Right, and it piggybacked off of what Friends did.
It did. It aped it really
well,
ish. Some parts were a little off, but no, I like, mine was Home Improvement. I love the weird, stupid shit. I grew up with that kind of thing. Also, I really loved, now it'd probably be really chauvinist or something like that. He's like the man's bathroom and shit like that. It was so stupid, but I'm like, I want a bathroom like that. Like a recliner toilet. I'm like, this is so stupid.
No, you don't.
No.
You would never leave.
I know. I'd be so happy.
Your legs would have atrophy because you'd never use them.
I'd be like, I'd be floating on like, you know, a little.
They all float down here.
Oh, they do. You guys have had a lot of fiber. That's why.
So why do we do this to ourselves? All right. So for this week's pod question, I want to know, what planet in our solar system would you like to visit most?
Ooh,
not Earth, obviously, because you visited Earth.
Yeah.
So we are going to take a little bit of space from Ad Astra, because that's about all it got. Mm-hmm. All it gave us was space.
Gave me a want to watch many other good movies that are in space.
Like, I mean, I saw Interstellar and I was like, maybe I'll watch Interstellar.
I watched Interstellar recently. See, I watched
good.
Contact,
oh.
And then Interstellar, and there was another movie in there, and I can't fucking remember what it was, but I was on this real big space craze, and it was...
And those are great space movies. Those are great stories, like, Contact is so fucking
Contact
good.
Is still easily one of my favorites.
I love Contact love so much.
God, I want to know, there was a third movie I watched, too, and I was in, like... It was awesome. Like, I felt so... Like, I felt good, because I'm like, yeah, I'm, like, riding with all these fucking awesome movies, and then I can't remember what the third one was. Oh, well.
Must not have been that awesome.
No. Womp womp. Alright.
Alright. So, send us your answers to batandhammer@gmail.com, batandhammer on Twitter, Sprinkles and Geek on Facebook. You reach me, I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Craig Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us every Monday morning on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher. And throw us a little comment. Share a little love.
Alright, so if you want to hang around for our spoiler-filled review of Ad Astra...
Ass Astra.
Or not. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 327 of Sprekens AD.
Don't listen to Future Bat.
I'm Future Bat.
And I'm Future Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
Alright, so we're going to go ahead and get to our spoiler-filled review of Ad Astra, the movie of Brad Pitt as an astronaut that is being sent to rescue his dad, kind of, a little bit.
Blow up his dad, yeah. Yes, it's a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B, C, D.
So it's a story of Tommy Lee Jones is Brad Pitt's father. He is on the first manned mission to leave, basically, essentially, the solar system. To look for extraterrestrial life, and they're gonna go out past.
They got to Neptune.
The
Kuiper Belt?
There we go. The Kuiper Belt, which is, you know, the asteroid belt surrounding, or kind of, dividing our solar system a little bit.
Yeah.
Which will give the clearest vision of what space is like, because there's nothing to interfere with any sort of signals coming to Earth.
Yeah.
The ship gets to Neptune, and then they're never heard from again. And so 27 years later, they get these random electrical bursts on Earth.
Yeah.
And they determine that they're coming from Neptune, and it seems to be coming from the ship that they sent.
Yeah.
An antimatter burst. So they decide to send Brad Pitt to Mars to try and send a message to his father before they... To get him to basically stop
yeah.
Before they send an all-out assault to destroy the ship. He gets to Mars, sends out the signal, decides he's going to...
Murder some people and
get on the spaceship to go gallivant with dear old dad.
Up in Neptune.
Finds out some truth about his father basically going insane. Well, he's going insane. Yeah, good point. And then he runs into his dad on his spaceship.
Stuff happens.
Tries to save him. His dad's like, let me go. So he launches him into space. Brings back the data that he saw while on the spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
And the
That's
end.
The movie. I can tell by your recap that you feel the same way I feel about this movie, and I'm very glad to hear that.
I love space movies.
I do too. I even love space movies.
I love space movies that are different and make you think, or take, like, Moon was really good.
I really like Moon.
You know, and it's a different type of space movie.
I like Gravity, even though it had those moments where it didn't pay attention to gravity.
The more I think about Gravity, the more I don't like Gravity.
I don't want to go see it again.
Spectacle.
It was.
And the more I thought about this movie, the more I didn't like it. Where I left, I was like, and the more I think about it, I'm like, no. The bandits on the moon, I was like, you didn't need this scene at all. They don't go into any sort of detail as to the monkeys on the research station.
Yeah.
They're just out and murdering people, but, like, why? Mm-hmm. How? Anything? And I'm sure you're left to assume that it was the bursts that released them from their cages or whatever, but, like, you could have gone into more detail on that. And I know that they're using... Like, this isn't a space movie. They're using space as the setting, where it's a movie of duality, essentially, where Brad Pitt is his father and is going down the exact same path, where he doesn't kill his mutinies, but he does kill his crew.
Yeah.
He's going insane. He can't see what's in front of him. He's looking for things that aren't there instead of seeing what is there, blah, blah, blah. So I get all of the symbolism that they have going on here. But I wish they'd put a movie around all the symbolism that they had.
I'm with you. I walked out of this movie going, I saw a movie. Last time I felt this way was Elysium, where I was like, I saw a movie. And I just remember that distinct feeling of like, oh, that was a thing that was put on film. I watched it. 2 hours of my life have passed. Okay.
Yeah.
But whenever I try to talk to someone about it, I get angry. because there's so much wrong with this movie that it's easier probably to tell you what they did right.
Yeah.
What they did right. The movie is pretty.
Yeah.
The music itself, it's not bad.
I did like the sound design, especially on the moon where you hear the of the bullets.
That's where it ends. That's what I feel like this movie did well. To your point, like, you're 100% right of, like, I get the point they're trying. One is, first off, immediately in the movie when I started watching it, I was like, Brad Pitt shouldn't have been in this movie. Tommy Lee Jones shouldn't have been in this movie. They acted terribly. Maybe they're directed terribly. I feel like they're just terribly miscast. Not thinking it would have saved this movie.
I didn't think Brad Pitt was bad.
I thought it was terrible. Like, it was like, this is sad Brad Pitt. This is sad Pitt. This is happy Pitt. This is confused Pitt. This is angry Pitt. And I'm like, okay, come on, dude.
He's supposed to be level.
Yeah, but I think that was like almost more of an excuse for him to be boring.
Okay.
And that's the movie is boring. It's long, it's boring, it's drawn out. And the parts where they try to inject excitement, which was, again, him... Okay, there. To your point, there's no need for space pirates. It makes no sense. They don't discuss it. Doesn't make any sense at all. There was no need for space monkeys. They, again, made no sense. No reason for it. There was no need for him to crawl underwater in Mars to get to a fucking rocket ship to kill people for no real reason. Because they're going to do the same thing that he was going to do, but he can do it better. There was no reason for any of this shit. There's no reason for him to, quote-unquote, save his dad for his dad to kill himself. Why did his dad just do it in the beginning in the first place?
Because I think his dad felt that he was still looking for something, and once he was off of that research station, his journey was over. Like, I feel like this was a really good short story.
Yes.
And then they were like, okay, now we need to fill it 2 hours worth of stuff.
And I agreed. And all those things, I'm like, there's no purpose. There's no point.
Right.
Like, if you're going to talk about space pirates, I'm like, man, I could have just made a movie about that fucking shit. Dude. First moon. That would have been way more fun.
Right.
Like, the whole thing about them going to Mars, like, it sounded way more fun. Like, the shit, all the stuff and parts, the sum of their part, or the parts of the story were more interesting than the story itself.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the whole search thing, there's no closure on it. He's just like, whoops. That's the best they really give is like, whoops. I'm like, well, you could have fucking shut off. Making anything.
He killed two or three astronauts.
Yes.
And is still out.
That's what I didn't get
either. Like, at the very end, he's hanging out in a cafe or a bar or whatever. I'm like,
no.
Yeah.
Also, there was my favorite part of the movie. When he's sitting there and he sees his dad and he cries and the tear drops down. And a guy behind me goes, oh, come on! And I just lost my shit so fucking much because it was right. It was so fucking wrong. I'm like, that's not how tears work in Zero G. Come on. It was the best. Again, this movie is not good. I didn't expect it to be good by looking at the trailers. The trailers literally show you what the movie is. It's long, it's drawn, it's boring.
Yeah.
And it's not worth your time.
No, I can't recommend this at all.
No. Not even for streaming. I'm like, skip this one.
No, yeah, this movie is pretty much hot garbage, and I'm sure we're going to be told we're wrong by somebody out there somewhere. That's
fine.
That loved it because of the themes and the whatever, and I'm like, themes don't make a movie.
Yeah, I'm glad you do. I definitely
don't. I mean, I'm glad you liked it, but no.
Yeah, I wish I would have seen Rambo. Yeah. I think Rambo would have been more fulfilling.
Yeah, because at least, I mean, going into it, I know, like, all right, he's going to kill people.
Yeah. That's, I'm like, what?
No. I'm like, why is Brad Pitt killing people?
And he's like, heart rate. Okay. No.
Yeah.
My response is as muted as, like, Brad Pitt's acting in this movie.
It would. I mean, I get
why. Or, like, Cuba Gooding Jr. needed a bigger part in Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, there was the trailer for Midway on there, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to see Midway.
Oh, yeah.
There was a trailer for Star Wars, and I was like,
I'm going to see.
Yeah, I'm going to see Star Wars.
And there's the 19th.
Star Wars Land. All right, so we both say skip Ad Astra. You're better.
It should be Ad Cetra.
You're better off, I don't know, punching a baby.
Dude, you'll probably have... At least you'll feel something.
Yeah, there will be some sort of visceral you'll feeling. You'll
feel probably terrible, but at least you'll feel something.
Oh. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 357 of Sprague's A Geek. Sober Sprague's A Geek, I'm Bat.
And I'm Amber.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
I don't know if it's like the witch, but what is it, Renoa? Yeah. Yeah, you. What, honey?
I just wanted to come and give you a hug.
Well, thank you, honey.
And
I love you.
And tell you, when are we gonna go to the bus stop?
After we're done. Hey.
Oh. That's
thank you. I like she comes in all like, I just want to tell you I love you. Oh, and.